The famous tshuva of the Noda B'Yehuda, controversial, and many don't paskin like this Noda B'Yehuda, but the shaila was, I guess it was a rainy season, and it was hard to get a night for Kiddush Lavana. And the first time available was on Leil Purim. The people were in shul reading the Megillah, and someone ran in and said, "There's the Lavana. Let's do Kiddush Lavana." I mean, they're in the middle of Megillah reading, so most would assume you'd wait to after. But either way, so the Noda B'Yehuda said, "You go out and do Kiddush Lavana, and then you come back." And you continue where you left off. And he gets into it, it's not a hefsek. I guess it's Litzarek. You have to do the mitzvah of Kiddush Ravana. So you know that's the psak of the Noda B'Yehuda. So what's the logic? Why does the Noda B'Yehuda say one should do Kiddush Ravana over taking precedence over Kriyas HaMegillah? So first he says, because we have a principle, tadir, v'she'enu tadir, tadir kodem. You have something frequent and something less frequent. The one that's frequent takes precedence. Talis over tefillin. So therefore, we do Kiddush Lavana every month. I don't know, 12 times a year. Maybe 13. And Kriyas HaMegillah, we only do once a year. So therefore, the Noda B'Yehuda says, Tadir v'sheino tadir, we do Kriyas HaMegillah, we stop Kriyas HaMegillah, and we do Kiddush Lavana. Aye, but he asks, but what do you mean? That's true. But Kiddush Lavana is only a mitzvah midrabanan. Kiddush Lavana is only a mitzvah drabanan. Kriyas HaMegillah is made Divrei Kabbalah from Mordechai and Esther. It's from the prophets. It's made Divrei Kabbalah, Divrei Kabbalah, Kedivrei Torah Dami. So therefore, even it's true Tadir, but maybe the Deraisa or the Divrei Kabbalah of Purim of Kriyas HaMegillah should take precedence over the Drabbanan of Kiddush Lavana. That's his kasha. So we see from this, those of you who parenthetically, that the Deraisa takes precedence over a Drabbanan, even if a Deraisa, which is, or Divrei, certainly a Deraisa, but a Divrei Kabbalah, which isn't Tadir, would take precedence over Drabbanan if it happened more often. Even though the Drabbanan happens more often. So his answer is no. He says, Einachinami, you're right. But here, he has the same chiddush as the Shagas, i.e. others, that the reading the Megillah on Purim is only Divrei Kabbalah during the day. But it's only Drabbanan at night. It was instituted later on the night. That's why they point out that the first Mishnah in Megillah Nikras, B'Yid Aleph, B'Yid Beis, B'Yid Gimel. And 11, 12, and 13. B'Yid Aleph and 13. B'Yid Aleph, so the Gemara talks about the B'nai Kfarim, the village that used to come in on the Monday and Thursday before Shabbos, before Purim, and then they used to read the Megillah. How they read it, who read it, that's a discussion in the Rishonim. So the Shaila is, what did they do the night before? Apparently, they didn't read it. So we see why, because that was a later institution. There was no institution to read at night. And as well, there's a discussion in the Gemara that we know that most people read on the 14th. But if you're a walled city from the time of Yeshua ben Nun, Yerushalayim, you read on the 15th. So what about if you're a Safik Mukmis Kama? So the, a case where you're not sure if you were a walled city in the time of Yeshua ben Nun or not. So the halach is, according to many, as you read, you do your mei, we assume Eikar Adin, Yushami writes, anyone who reads on the 14th is Yotze anyway. But we read on the 14th with the brachas, and the 15th we read the Megillah without a bracha. So, so what about the question? So, what about the night? What about the 15th at night? They don't read. We see, apparently, the Ikkar reading is the daytime reading, not the night one. Of course, we have to hear both, but the night one is secondary. The Ikkar is to hear the Megillah during the day. So we see again that we only read the Megillah, that Megillah at night is midrabanan, and it's not midirei kabbalah. In fact, that's how someone explained. The Bahag writes, the meaning is that Nashim achayev mikra Megillah, but according to the Bahag, they shouldn't be motzei a man. The question is, why not? So the different reasons, what's pshat in the Bahag? So some answer, because the men are chayev midivrei Kabbalah from Mordechai and Esther, but women are only chayev afhei nadyu bozane, it only applies midrabanan. So therefore, men are chayev midivrei Kabbalah, a woman are chayev midrabanan. So based on this, I'm going to point out that obviously that if you have a, let's say, whatever the reason is, you have to hear the Megillah once from a woman and one time from a man, so it's best to hear it at night, because according to this, we don't necessarily accept the halacha, but according to the Shtekel Torah, then a woman, in theory, might be able to read for a man at night. And also, based on this as well, that's how people want to explain the Machlokas Rambam and the Bali Tosfos about whether you make a second Shechiyanu in the morning. So Tosfos, yes, Rambam, no, Ashkenaz, yes, Sephardi, no. So someone will point out, so what's the pshat? Because someone will say, because at night's only Drabanan, and the daytime is Midivrei Kabbalah. So therefore you need a new Shechiyanu, so it would come out then. A woman then would not need a new Shechiyanu during the day, because we're saying the Chiyuv of Nashim are only Durabanan, so then there would be no need to make a Shechiyanu. Those are all Chidushim. Halacha, we assume we don't necessarily make a distinction between night and day, but it's an interesting note to be Yehuda and others, Rabbi Kiv Eger, but that's the Kiddush of the No Dibi Yehuda, that you would go out and do Kiddush Ravana over Kriyasa Megillah, because of Tadir, Megillah is Midivrei Kabbalah, but no, we're talking about Megillah at night. And others disagree with the No Dibi Yehuda, the uncle of the Minchas Chinuch, the Sefer Yehoshua, he points out, and others, other Gedolim, that based on Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Min HaMitzvah, you're involved in one mitzvah, you're exempt from the other mitzvah, they all go with the classical psak is that you don't stop, you read the Megillah, and you hope the Levana is still out later after Kriyas HaMegillah. No, Dibi doesn't discuss Osek B'mitzvah, Pater Mitzvah. You must have a different understanding here about why we don't apply it. Well, because he says you even stop the mitzvah, well, it's only a mitzvah drabanan at night, but you stop the mitzvah of, unless he considers Kiddush Ravana maybe a mitzvah overis, when Megillah, because I guess you have the whole night, but Megillah, you have the whole night, the Kiddush Ravana you don't know, whatever the Svar doesn't know to be here, that's his famous psak, you go out and do Kiddush Ravana. But the classical poskim acholik, and you'd finish Kriyas HaMegillah, and then you would do Kiddush Ravanah.